It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is traveling in Asia, working to shore up support for sanctions among North Korea's neighbors. Rice is in Japan today before traveling to South Korea, China, and Russia. So far, Pyongyang remains defiant. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports few have managed to flee the impoverished nation.
Kim Mi-han is a little older than your average undergrad at Seoul's Catholic University. Sitting on the grass outside the library, he seems a little more serious, too. A neatly dressed 24-year-old with thick black hair, already flecked with gray. His biggest concern these days is midterm, just a few days away. His biggest concern back home, in the north, he says, was simply survival.
The first thing you think about when you wake up is food. Where you can get food. And if you can't find any, you spend the night hungry, knowing there's no guarantee the next day will be any better.
Kim says he began making trips to China as a teenager after his parents died and he was sent to an orphanage. There were 70 children there when he arrived, Kim says. 2 months later, 24 of them were dead.
It was normal for everyone to suffer. The younger ones would usually die first because they couldn't go out and steal from the market like the older kids could.
Kim made many trips to China while at the orphanage. He could work there for a few days as a laborer, then use what he earned to buy food and other supplies to smuggle back into North Korea. A risky business since North Korean troops watched the border closely.
There are guard posts every 50 yards, but in the winter it is very cold, and the guards don't like to go outside. So you wait until about 3 in the morning to go across. Sometimes I would get caught.
Many North Koreans make the trip back and forth across the border, he says, but few try to stay in China because of what might happen if they're caught.
If you stay in China and they find you, you'd be sent back to North Korea and face a long time in prison or even death. That's the real reason why more people don't try to stay in China.
Fear of punishment by the regime, he says, colors almost everything in North Korea.
The intelligence service controls the society. Expressed very deeply, even in the military. They have spies everywhere. And if you say something even a little critical of the regime, you get arrested or even killed. That's why people can't do anything about the regime. And that's the way the regime stays in power.
On one of his trips across the border, Kim Mi-han's luck ran out. He got caught by North Korean security and spent the next year in jail. And when he was released, he decided to leave for good and cross the freezing Tumen River in the dead of night on Christmas Eve 2000. He got work briefly on the Chinese side as a fruit picker before fleeing farther north to Mongolia and eventually making his way to South Korea.
After I arrived at the airport, the Korean CIA investigated me for 1 month to make sure I wasn't a North Korean spy. Then I spent 2 more months with the government resettlement agency. After that, I was given about $20,000 to start a new life.
He says he's lucky to have this new life and is working to fit in the capitalist and competitive South, where people tend to be wary of outsiders and often look at refugees from the North with condescension and suspicion. Two of his cousins, he says, recently made it out of the North, the last just a few months ago. They describe a situation largely unchanged from the one he knew. He says he's looking forward to the day he can return home after Kim Jong-il's regime is gone. He doesn't expect that to happen anytime soon. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Seoul.